That's fascinating. So, what drew you to that material?
Well, I suppose in 2000, well, I guess before 2000, actually, I'd read Elizabeth Gaskell's Mary Barton and North and South, which are both set in Manchester. Well, North and South is set in a mythical town that's supposed to be Manchester. And I was really interested. And then I visited Manchester in 2000 and became more and more interested. The other aspect of it, the slavery part, came afterwards. I was initially going to write a book that was just about Manchester factory workers, but the more research that I did, the more I realized that I couldn't really write about the cotton industry without writing about the slaves, both the slaves who grew the cotton and the slaves who were from which the profits came to build the factories. So the Industrial Revolution is very much tied into slavery. So that's how the money came. And so what would basically the triangular trade is that raw cotton would be grown in the Americas and United States and the West Indies, and then it would be sent along with other things to Manchester. Let me see. Yeah, and it would be made into goods, and then the goods would be directly traded for slaves in Africa. And then even if you weren't looking at that, just the profits themselves. So it all kind of grew bigger and bigger and bigger than I was necessarily intending. But I was just, I've always been fascinated by hidden historical stories, and I love history, but so many history books have these beautiful, amazing stories that are just kind of hidden there amongst the analysis. So basically I looked through the history books and found the beautiful stories, and then just kind of brought them into another genre.
And it's interesting to choose poetry as your medium to tell these stories. And what was your thinking going into that?
Well, I'm not even sure that I am a poet, because so much of what I do, these are all written in prose. I'm more comfortable with the sentence and the paragraph than I am with lineated poems. My first book has a combination of both lineated poems and dramatic monologues and photographs and archival documents. So I'm not sure. Creative nonfiction, poetry, whatever we end up calling it, I do know that this is what I end up writing. It seems to be what I'm the most comfortable in doing. But how to define it, you got me.
So that's kind of interesting for me, trying to figure out where to slot this on Authors Aloud, right? What would you say? Is it fiction or is it poetry?
I guess I'd it's definitely not fiction. I would put it in poetry, but I think I put it more in prose poetry.
Yeah.
Like, it seems to be a specific subgenre. So when I'm telling people about it, I usually say it's prose poems, you know. But it fits poetry because poetry seems to encompass so much. I think more than fiction. I mean, certainly there's no plot, there's no specific characters, there's hardly any dialogue. There's a couple monologues, but I don't think there's any dialogue between, you know, more than, yeah, it's just more soliloquies than anything else. So I think that, yes, I guess it's poetry, but prose poetry.
Right. Was there anything you struggled with when you were putting this together?
Oh, yeah, a lot. I felt really good about on the level of the individual prose poem. I felt quite comfortable with the writing of it. But how it all hangs together was something that I didn't really know whether it would work or not until it was actually done. So that was daunting, because this has been a project, you know, I started off doing something similar in 2003, wrote very infrequently until 2006, dumped all that stuff because it didn't quite work, started the new project as it is now in 2006, but basically wrote like one poem a year because I was busy, you know, going to school and having a baby and doing all sorts of things. And then, you know, as a family, we made sacrifices as well. You know, I worked very, very part-time hours so I could finish the book. So there was certainly a lot of pressure that I put on myself that it had to work. And because of the nature of it, it's not a collection of discrete poems. So I didn't know whether it was going to work as a book until it's finished. Now I think in my good days, I think it has worked, but certainly it's a challenge. And one of the biggest challenges was reading. I had to read a lot of really boring history books to get to the point. Like, the writing of it usually went pretty well once the research was done, but like you had to kind of treat that as a job and kind of plow through a book that wasn't very well written or wasn't very engaging, just to find that one amazing image.
Right.
So, yeah.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you.